I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our geo quiz today, we're looking for the northernmost country in Central America. The country in our sights is just about the size of Massachusetts, but its borders include 240 miles of Caribbean shoreline, and offshore is the second largest barrier reef in the world, after Australia's Great Barrier Reef. It's an undersea chain of coral reefs that surrounds several hundred keys or islands. Got it? Got it? Well, we hope so, because we're going straight to the answer right now. We'll hear it from the world's David LaValle, who tells us how the Central American country is taking a major step to protect its barrier reef.
The 500-mile-long Mesoamerican Barrier Reef runs from Cancun at the tip of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula all the way to Honduras. It's considered one of the richest areas of marine life in the Caribbean. And smack in the middle of it is the Central American nation of Belize. That's our answer. Charles Darwin once noted the remarkable diversity of sea plants and animals in the Mesoamerican reef, and now a century later, Belize has stepped up to protect its 200-mile stretch of the reef. Last week, Belize imposed a complete and permanent ban on a type of fishing known as bottom trawling in all of its waters. Margot Stiles, a marine scientist with the environmental group Oceana, says bottom trawling can be extremely destructive.
Some people compare it to deforestation because not only do you catch the fish, but anything that is on the bottom is knocked over by the weighted nets that get dragged across the seafloor. So that includes coral or other seafloor habitats or other fish that you might not want that end up being killed and thrown away.
That haul often includes sea turtles and marine mammals. The trawling ban goes into effect December 31st on the Barrier Reef and all surrounding areas of seafloor out 200 miles into the Caribbean. The government plan will also buy out a local fleet of big shrimp trawlers. Stiles says that, in turn, should also help some other local residents, Belize's small-scale fishermen.
The trawl impacts on the habitat and overfishing problems are now going to be ended, and there's really going to be direct benefit for all the people that are fishing from canoes, that are fishing hook and line, and need access to those reef fish.
The trawling ban is intended to keep the Belize Barrier Reef a healthy ecosystem for fish and coral, but Stiles says a healthy reef also protects Belize's reputation as a top diving and snorkeling destination.
If you go out of southern Belize, near where the trawl vessels had operated in the past, you can spend the morning looking at teeny tiny reef fish. One of my favorites got a little black body with electric blue stripes, and they sort of dive in and out of crevices. And then in the second dive, you could go and see a whale shark feeding on spawning fish, trying to catch the eggs as they're coming up to the surface. It's just a very unusual place. It's got healthy reefs. It's got migratory animals and whales and dolphins coming through. A lot of people say the Caribbean's completely lost and it's trashed and there's nothing left there. But Belize still has a little piece of healthy reef.
Stiles says many coastal areas around the world are starting to reconsider whether destructive fishing practices are the best way to get the most food for the most people. With its bottom trawling ban, Belize joins Venezuela and Palau. They've also stopped the practice to protect their piece of underwater turf. For The World, I'm David LaValle.